Hey, everybody. Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast. Hey, coming up on November 12th, I'll be back at A Naked Vine with my singer-songwriter storytelling showcase, bringing along my good buddies Joe Forrester and Brad Milloway of Tree 14, along with Josh Witt of Spilly Nelson. These three guys will be taking the stage about 7 o'clock. It's a $10 cover at the door. These three sitting on stools, sharing a lot of stories behind your favorite songs in an acoustic listening room setting. So come on out to that show. Again, that's at Naked Vine in Chesterfield. And if you haven't been by, you're missing out. You should really come check it out. It's a beautiful space out there. He's got all kinds of fine wine, whiskey, tequila, and local craft beers, and a lot of great live music. You can see on Thursday, October 24th, Carson Mann of the Scandaleros will be out there. Friday, October 25th, Les Gruff and the Billy Goat return. And October 26th, Saturday night, Diesel Island will be back out there for their Halloween hootenanny. You can find all this information and more at nakedvine.net. Be sure to follow along with them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And again, come on out there. Check it out. It's a really good time. So, and I also want to let you know about Heil Sound. I've recently partnered up with them and bought myself a new mic, and I've been loving it. And I think you will too. So check out Heil Sound today and pick up some new gear. And also want to let you know about Joseph Meyer Club. Check them out at josephmeyerclub.com and pick up some of their brand new foaming aftershave. It's another product I've been using myself, and I love it. So you should check it out. You get free shipping all the time on all your orders over there, and you can save an exclusive 20% off entering my code RPPJMC20 during checkout. So again, check it out and get yourself some new foaming aftershave and treat yourself right. That's about it for me. I would love to hear from you if you're listening, wherever you're listening. I want you to, I would love to hear from you, and shoot me an email through rockpaperpodcast@gmail.com or Facebook and Instagram, and let me know what you think of it. If you got any tips or suggestions, or you want be interested in a hat or a shirt or anything, I'd yeah, reach out and say hey. So thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great day.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio, it's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Yo, what's up? This is ATG from Discrepancies, and you're listening to the Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.
Matches and a can full of gas is about to go down. Mixed up the tunes and infuse them with fumes. Now that's how you rock the crowd. Level up prestige, now enhance the pliers. Got a grip on the game so they can't deny us. On your feet, let me see you put your hands up higher. Feel the heat coming off of that amplifier. We come through and hit the stage like a seek and destroy. Hitting punches like a modern day Beastie Boy. So one more time, I need all of y'all to get hype and fight for the right to party all damn night. With special delivery, you got mail. I came to spit flames and I will not fail. Amped up as hell, you can tell from the shot trail. Red Bull, cold cut, Molotov cocktail. Get a ticket and wicked bizarre Tennessee straight from the heart. Pumping to give him a bars. Energy stretching his heart. Because aggressive, it's artillery. Repping the arch. Record that makes you the arch enemy. Ejecting these lanes. Rejecting your dames. The best don't reflect through these flames. Wow. Stepping the game and wrecking with brains. The rest of you check out the aim. Now
we rock, we roll, we rock the show. Let's go. Hip hop and rock, we rock the spot. Non stop. We rock, we roll, we rock the show. Let's go. Hip hop and rock, we rock the spot. Non stop.
When you cold cock, virus on pick team. Just stick you up or you whiskey with a flintlock. Can full of kerosene, pocket full of flint rocks. How you get the club, hot the roof is on fire. Like the mic in the booth, it moves and swoops straight to the stage. And it hoops and loops and shoots out to the fans in the group. They whoop the movie hoops, scooch, make it to our schools and loose my new cuckoo. I ain't saying it all, but I pretend for y'all until I'm in a padded wall. Soon as they all thought that it was
young old nuns could close buns whenever my tongue munched them by the back. I'm immaculately dropping hot dumb. Voltron, born, blitz, and sword. Scorch, a score, when a score, for a slash in the D to the D. Scrap it, seems forevermore. Bore every chord, every broken drum stick when the drums kick. You like that? Turn it up. Throw both of these speakers and have them burning up. Turn down for what? Learn from us. If you got two hands, it's your chance for a move.
We rock, we roll, we rock this show. Let's go. Hip hop and rock, we rock the spot. Nuts.
Attack this rap in a lip, big strap with a backpack, back to the written, straight to the top of the map and back in an instant. Yeah. This is rap intermission. Yeah. This is what rapping is missing. Quality entertainment, facts and opinions. I'm talking to myself, you just happen to miss. Destruction, disaster, the damage is deep. We duck all the dust as we dash and debris. Devastation and havoc, dispatch the police. Let them know that this man is dismantling the beat. Please pay attention, this has been seen. He wants to leave, she wants to see. She wants to meet, but he won't agree. He wants to flee, but she wants to keep.
Everybody, Shane Fressley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri, recording today at Pops in Sauget with the guys at Discrepancies.
So it's not technically St. Louis, Missouri.
Yeah, we're in Sauget, Illinois. I represent.
Oh, yeah. This, we got ATG and Garrett here of Discrepancies. We got a big show coming up here at Pops. That's why we're here and bring it all together. And this is gonna be a fun night. I feel like you guys haven't played Pops in a minute, so
actually the reason we had you here today is we're gonna play. Me and Tony are gonna do the whole show for you tonight.
Oh, nice.
And we're gonna get your feedback first. All right. Before everybody else gets to say.
We're gonna start off with Let It Go.
There we started off with Let It Go.
End with Let It Go. We're just gonna play Let It Go about 20 times.
Have you guys ever done that one live?
Nope. We have not. Yeah. We were really gonna try to make it happen for this show.
Yeah.
Yeah. So but.
my wife has it on a playlist she listens to every morning when she's getting ready and stuff, like, and every now and then, it's a cycle through on the playlist, and it just makes me very proud that I have that she's finally listening to some Discrepancies. But so
that's awesome.
I figure if I got her hooked on that one, hopefully I can get her, work her into some other other greats hits on the record and stuff. But
we never expected that song, or at least I never expected that song to do like what it's done so far. Yeah. We made the cover and we were like, we're probably never going to play this live. Yeah. Like, this is just kind of like
everybody
for fun.
Keeps asking us to play it live.
Yeah.
It was like,
we sat there in the studio and we're like, we'll never play this song live, so it doesn't matter. And we don't have to worry about this and that because we never played the song live. And now we're like, how are we going to play this song live?
it is kind of funny too, like that, something like that can like open up a whole new, fan base, a different demographic, obviously that's something more children appropriate and stuff, I think it's fun that what that song can do, just like that, especially like that song, obviously the original is done very well, but it's fun to hear your take on it, a little different version of it. But
if you haven't bought tickets yet, we're going to play it. If that's make or break for you, we're going to play it. If you have bought your tickets already, we're not playing that song. So.
If you bought your tickets from Retro Champ, we're not playing that.
Dang. Yeah. So November 9th, we're over here at Pops, Discrepancies. Going to throw down. We're bringing along a bunch of our really great, talented friends. We got the Skagbirds, Bleach, Man the Helm, Retro Champ, and Taylor James.
Yeah.
And this whole evening will be hosted by Egan's Rats.
Egan's Rats.
So a bunch of friends of the show. I actually don't know Taylor yet, but I'm excited to hear some new music and stuff.
I've been hearing that from a lot of people, which excites me though, because I'm glad that he'll, you know what I'm saying, get to do his thing in front of a new fan base. Because he has his own fan base at his own shows and stuff, so it'll be cool to merge.
Yeah, well, I heard that new single on The Point with you guys the other day.
Yeah.
And that sounded good. And like, but that's what I do love about, especially with you guys putting on a show. It offers, you know, usually I know quite a bit, but I think you guys first introduced me to, you know, Dub Flow and ATG and I'm looking at you, but Gorilla J and stuff, and like, you know, these different guys that I, you know, didn't know, but then I meet them through your music. And you know, so that's always been fun. And then you're also bringing a lot of variety, which obviously, you know, Bleach and Man the Helm and Skagbirds kind of bring the rock, but you got Retro Tramp bringing the hip hop, and you got Taylor kind of bringing more of a pop sound and stuff. Yeah. So, and that's what I like about the show, is very diverse. Yeah.
Some for everybody.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. We've had a lot of bands that we like. We love having on the show that have always been like diverse. I feel like everything from like Inner Outlines to Common Jones and stuff like that. We've had Scrub, on all of our shows. Scrub,
Midwest Avengers, man. Like,
Bands that we've looked up to, them opening for us later, stuff like that is crazy. But
it's nuts.
Man. We love playing with our friends, and we love bringing out different bands, I feel like, when we can. Like, we were just talking about this at the Inkspot Block Party. Shout out to Inkspot for having us. We were just talking to a bunch of the bands, you know, at Inkspot about how, you know, the hardest part of building a show is that you want to play the show with all your buddies, and at the same time, you want to bring up, like, new acts, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And people will be like, oh, I can't believe you picked, you know, blah, 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 but, you know, you guys are, like, such good friends with yada, yada, you know what I mean? And,
right.
But that's just kind of the way it goes, because you, like, you only get so many slots, unfortunately.
Sure. So, like, a lot of times, I'll be, like, looking at, like, the newer people who are, like, killing it, or, like, you know what I'm saying, that we don't know as well, so it's just good to, like, give them a shot, you know what I'm saying?
100%.
Because I would say, like, man, I've seen Bleach a few times now, and man, damn, they're so good.
Oh, yeah.
Like, so good.
And our lineup, honestly, for this show changed so much from, like, what we started with. Like, when we all chat in, like, a group chat, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And everybody just probably threw out, like, five or six bands, and, like, it started from, like, super heavy all the way to, like, super poppy, and, like, I don't know, the lineup that we ended up with, I'm super stoked on, because I think it fits right in the middle of everything and kind of brings a different audience for each act, you know what I mean.
I feel like, you know, like I said, there's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of different music gonna be on the stage before you guys hit the stage, but I feel like there's elements of, like, all of what you guys do, you know, you guys encompass a lot of different sounds yourself as a band, so I feel like there is a thread that kind of connects all of them to you guys, so it's not like it's like super out of the box where, like, it just don't belong. It's all
We don't got no opera on there yet.
Not yet. I just started working at the Fox, though. We could get that. I got the plug.
Man. Tech Nine puts opera and stuff in his. Hey, it works, man.
Einstein Tech Nine.
Yeah,
that's true, man. Yeah, that was like Fiora Lisa sample on that one, right? Something like that. Like, I don't know. Forget it. He's got some kind of classical song, like, not opera, but it's like, but a classical song like that.
Okay.
From Beethoven's thing or something like that.
That's dope.
But yeah.
He's got so many records out.
I know, man. Tech, if you're listening, yo, let's do a song together.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I mean, he's a big fan, so hopefully, I'm sure he'll be tuned in.
Yeah.
So he's always tweeting at me and stuff.
There we go.
You two got to go get barbecue sometime.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now we're talking.
KCT.
Check out the show again, November 9th here at Pops. We got tickets available from every member of the band and all these other bands that are playing, or you can visit the box office here or popsrocks.com and snag some tickets and join us. We do have I thought this was fun too. You guys are going to do an exclusive pre-party, which is currently sold out, so if you missed out, you know, hey,
Sucks to suck, right?
Sucks to suck.
This is gonna be. I'm excited. I'm in on it. I bought my ticket.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to come hang out and what all's in store? We got like video games or something.
We're gonna kick it, man.
Yeah.
You'll get early access to the early entry and everything. So you'll get first access to all the merch and all that stuff. You get a free drawstring backpack. We're gonna give you guys a free poster. We're gonna party. You're gonna let you guys hear some of the new stuff that we're working on.
If we don't have a mix back yet, we're gonna let you hear.
I know. Yeah. We got at least two solid ones that we can let.
I think we got three or four.
Three. Okay. They're pretty solid. Well, I don't know if we're gonna let them listen to all that. You guys might.
It's good. That's the $25 upgrade on the day.
Right. We'll bring you to the back, Shane. We'll let you listen to album front to back. We got you, man. We're gonna play some retro video games. You know what I mean? And just we're gonna try to set up like two or three booths of just like N64, one Sega. You know what I mean? Maybe a Nintendo.
Yeah.
And just kick it and just hang out and listen to some new tunes and play some '90s music and eat. We'll have some food available. We're just gonna party for an hour before the show.
Yeah, man. I think that's. As a fan and as a friend and everything, I think that's just a fun idea. I did one years ago with Fivefold. They had they did a couple acoustic tunes before hanging out, and that was a really fun thing. And they're your buddies, but you don't always get to see them, so it's a fun thing when you get to hang out and just have that intimate moment where you just get to be part of the band for an hour or whatever before everybody else gets to.
Yeah.
So it's just it's fun little hang, and it's cool to see you guys doing that. And
I'm glad that you're excited, Shane. I'm not gonna lie. I got to give credit where credit's due. This was 1,000% Antonio's idea.
Yeah. Whoop, whoop.
And
that's recorded forever, right?
Yeah. All right,
cool.
Except for I did come up with the '90s idea. I want to take credit for that. That little tiny piece of it. But Zach and I talked mad crap to Antonio about.
Oh yeah, everybody was against me.
Pre-party idea.
Yeah.
Because we love hanging out with all our friends, like you just said, and whatnot. And we kind of felt weird about the concept of essentially people paying, additional to chill. But then Antonio is the person who came up with the concept of this way you get a time to actually at shows, and I'm sure you probably feel this the most, as much as other people, but people like to talk, you know what I mean? And they want to hang out and catch up. Then people you haven't seen in a while and stuff like that, people in the scene especially, and they don't really get adequate time because everybody's trying to talk at the same time, what I mean? So they get a minute versus actually getting to hang out for a couple hours and chill and play some games and eat some food and just hang.
Because the show days are stressful. It's it's hard to catch up and talk to everybody that came. They came out to see you and everything, so you want to make sure everybody gets that one-on-one time, but it's really hard to make sure everybody does, and it's getting harder the more we grow. You know what I mean? Right. So we just wanted to set aside some time beforehand to actually be able to chill with those. Yeah, you know what I mean?
And as far as dollar amount, there was an additional charge for this party, but I feel like I don't feel like I'm having to pay to hang out with you guys, because you're also kicking in nice perks, like you said, the different bags, the poster, and all that stuff, and providing some food and everything. So I was that's no brainer. It makes sense to me. I'll pay a couple bucks to come in and hang out with these guys. So I'm excited. That's gonna be fun, and like I said, I'm excited to hear some brand new tunes. Yeah,
they sold out fast
too. They sold fast.
I think they sold out an hour the first time, so we decided to go ahead and add 15 more.
Yeah, and then a few hours on each of them.
That's going to be a fun thing, and like you're saying, it's just, and I feel like also it's good too. It's going to be a more of a limited amount, but also good to just get everybody in the door earlier, I feel like, so they can enjoy the whole set, the whole show,
Yeah.
I feel like some people are always worrying about what time certain bands go on and stuff, and just get there early, show up when the door is open, and support everybody.
Absolutely.
And those people generally will be the ones excited to stand at the front of the stage too, I feel like, you know what I mean, which is even better for our openers and whatnot. So.
Yeah, definitely. So I think it's fun. I think we maybe not every time, but I think we definitely should keep it coming back, especially after the response. I mean, like you're saying, it sold out and quick and stuff. Maybe you guys tapped into something good here with the fans.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Especially the people that drive, you know what I'm saying, from out of town, and they come in town early and they just kind of try to twiddle their thumbs. No, now you can come into the venue and eat and hang out. And
that
is
a struggle. We have a lot of friends that come in from out of town, and every time day of show, they're trying, like he just said, trying to figure out how to get dinner, like, you want to meet up, you want to blah blah blah, and it's like, dude, I'm so sorry, but I got all this stuff going on, I cannot leave, I can't do anything.
And we're all stressed to the max because it's show day, you know what I'm saying? And
I've never been on the stage as far as putting together a show, but I mean I've done a couple of these now, and it's like every time, like half an hour before set, you know, before the doors open or whatever, I'm just a mess. I'm like pacing around. Hope somebody shows up.
Everybody's messaging
like,
you.
Yeah, it's like, so I get that, man. It's like, it's definitely kind of, it's hectic, especially when your name's the headliner, you know, you're putting on this party, and 100%. You know, so but yeah, man, I'm excited for you guys. It's crazy to like to think, like, we, you know, we haven't hung out in quite a while, so like a lot's changed since the last time we talked here on the show. One big one being you have a new member of the band.
Steve lost weight.
Yeah, Steve. That was going to be my my joke when he was here. I was like, "You're not Steve."
You're not Steve. It's like poking him with a stick.
But Anchorman, remember that when Steve Carell's character is like sitting there next to it, and Ron's not got fired or whatever, and he's like, "You're not Ron."
Oh yeah.
So. It's one of my favorites, but
great movie.
Yeah, but yeah, Zach wasn't able to make it today, or Addison. So
yeah,
I figured. It's still it's cool, man. I'm excited to see you guys. I missed Block Party. I wasn't able to make it that day, so I didn't get to see you guys throw down then. But it's gonna be fun to see you guys with Zach, because I was trying to think, man. I don't know. I don't think I've seen Zach in the band yet, so.
Oh, really?
It's been a minute since I've seen you guys.
Did you see the Story of the Year show?
Maybe.
February?
Maybe. I don't know.
If you didn't see that one, then you haven't. Because the last... Wait, didn't... Who played Matt's show?
I think Zach did, right?
Maybe.
Did he? Oh, no, Steve... Oh my god!
I got to Matt's filling show. I got Matt's show way late that day.
Okay.
And I only caught the fivefold set.
Word. Okay.
So I missed, like, I was bummed to miss out on as much as I did, but at least I got to see that set.
Right.
But,
oh yeah, and they killed it.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Zach played that.
Yeah, I know he for sure played the Story show, because like Addison's amp was right behind him and it was loud as shit.
And then his cable cut out.
Yeah.
Okay, just so anybody knows, anybody who's ever seen us in St. Louis and probably has watched the video of us online and been like, "Oh, they messed up. That's hilarious." Blah blah blah. We laugh every time.
Oh yeah.
We look at all the videos afterwards. We watch them all. We send them to each other and make fun of each other in every single one. So
yeah, that's why we call discrepancies.
That's right. Always,
okay.
It's always an issue.
I
never fails.
I was there at that one. Now that I'm thinking about it, I was there.
Oh, that sparked your memory, huh?
Yeah. I remember, like, you guys messed up bad.
Yep,
man.
That it. That's it.
That's the one. That was
a never riff. Forget that. Anyway, so I guess one time I've seen Zach play.
There you go.
Yeah. But I was excited that he might possibly make his debut on this show tonight, but he had other things to do, apparently.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing. Just driving around the parking lot, actually. Just
what a tool. Yeah.
You guys all, I mean, aside from member change, you guys have also just been all over the place. You've been on the road a lot. You guys getting to play some festivals this year, right?
Oh, yeah.
This year has just been amazing, I think.
Yeah,
we've been very fortunate this year.
Yeah, we started off like with the Story show, which like was crazy right off the bat.
I can't believe that's all been this year.
Yeah,
We played
with Seven Dust and hung out with them backstage. Like,
yeah, how was that?
That blows my mind sometimes.
Dude, they were so dope. Honestly. Oh, yeah. They were really so cool. Down to earth.
Yeah, I have LeJon's number in my phone.
Oh, nice!
Like that's I'm never gonna call and text him, but it's there. Yeah. Like that's crazy to me. But yeah.
Yeah, man, that's gotta be cool.
I felt like this year in general has like in life feels like it's been flying by. But like sometimes, yeah, I mean, we look back on it, it's been a good year. Yeah, we did
Rock USA,
which we were told we actually weren't even gonna get to be able to perform at when we got there. So that day, if I can go on a small tangent here, is we got there and it was storming.
Storming like
so
crazy.
So we all went to Addison. Addison had an Airbnb he had some friends with him. So we were like, well, we're all going to go there and party for the day. And we drove all the way up here. We might as well at least hang out. And then Yeah, then we sent them an email just following up, and then they replied, and they were like, you can play at this time. And so they literally had us load our gear onto, like, this piece of wood, this only dry piece of wood, and this, like, water puddle. And then, had us load on stage, and that was honestly crazy.
It ended up
being
perfect. It ended up, like, it was just, like, we started playing during the day, and then it was nighttime by the time we got done playing, but it was a dope set, and everybody, it was a huge crowd, too. Yeah. A huge crowd, man.
There's a YouTube video of it, but we can't give you the link because there's some new songs that aren't released yet that we played at that show. So if you find it, you can get a leak of some new tunes.
Yeah, just you're gonna have to search.
You're gonna have to.
I forgot about that.
What? So I mean, like from Seven Dust to the show and everything. Like, what are these like? Do you guys still pinch yourself to thinking about like this is real life, you know, that you're getting to like do all this cool shit now and stuff, like getting to play with all these guys that you grew up idolizing and everything else, and now you're getting to share the stage with some heavy hitters for sure.
I'm not gonna lie, I mean, I'm sure we all feel differently 100% about it, but I get to personally enjoy it the most when we first announce the show and right after we did the show, and we get to like reflect on the show. But like leading up to and like the day of the show, I'm just like that type of guy that's like in my head, unfortunately. Right. And all the band, like the whole band knows it, but I'm just always like, today needs to be about this. We need to do this. We're pushing today. We are growing. This is what it's about. Like blah, blah, blah. And like, we're always trying to like network and grow and this and that. And then later we're like, oh, that was so dope. Sure. But in the moment, you know, that's not what we're thinking about.
Yeah. I mean, I get it's all business, you know, you still got to go do your job that you, you know, and everything. But I think like, just like you're saying, when it's all done, you're like, holy shit, we just did that. We got to, you know, play in front of...
I literally just had that moment right now, like just a few minutes ago when you said that. I
forgot about it. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we did do that this year. Yeah, I got to open up for Tech N9ne this year, too. That's crazy. He's, like, in my top two favorite rappers of all time. Like, that's...
Yeah, man. I remember seeing that poster pop up and the announcement and all that, and I was just, like, so proud of you, man. I was like, it felt...
thank you, man.
Like, I mean, obviously, I didn't have anything to do with it or anything, you know, but just as a friend and knowing how much you, you know, respect and appreciate him and stuff, and as a fan, like, I just, you know, seeing your name on that poster, like, just made me real proud of, man, so.
Yeah.
It was a cool night in general because you performed, we pulled up in the van, loaded you into the van, and then we had to drive all the way to West Virginia.
Oh, yeah.
Because we had a music festival the next day with Hollow Point, actually.
Dang, what is
life? So shout out to Hollow Point.
Yeah.
Like, what is life?
Yeah, Hollow Point, brand new record out too, man. Those guys,
that new record rips.
Those guys throw down.
They really do.
That was one of my favorite nights of recent. Was probably the last, maybe the last time you guys played here was what that was. That was them. Was that that night, or you guys played here once before? Maybe
the last headliner we did.
Yeah, that was something like that.
Yeah, I think that was Hollow Point. Hollow Point. It was us. Hollow. That was September, right?
Something, whatever it was. But yeah, I mean, I'm terrible.
Was it Steve's birthday show?
Steve's birthday and going away show.
I remember you two, you know, both of you guys were like, you know, headliner and direct support and stuff there, and like, and
Greater Good was on that.
I just thought that was such a fun night with the lighting and everything, and like it was badass, man.
That was a cool show. We didn't know that everybody was going to have the light wall because like we set up all of our shows and we give all the bands all the info if they want to do stuff, and if they don't want to do it, they don't. And you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And we didn't even know that everybody had a show ready to go. So when bands were playing, we were also like just as like, this is dope. You know what I mean? Like what was happening.
Yeah. But for sure, man. It was a really good time, and I'm excited to do it all again down here at Pops.
That was a long time ago. Now that I'm thinking of it, that was the rap battle me and Dub had.
Oh yeah,
it was a compliment battle.
Yeah,
golly, man.
Was like a year ago or something.
Only it feels like forever ago, but it's only a year ago.
Yeah,
it's not that long at the same time.
Hey, man, time flies when you're having fun, right, guys?
Seriously,
absolutely.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about November 9th. And some of these bands that you're bringing out to support. Obviously, we just talked about how great they were. But is there, do you guys have anything you want to add about these bands individually?
Yeah, man. We can go, you just want to go like,
yeah,
one
just
by
go
one?
Band for band, yeah. Let's start with Retro Champ. Don't buy tickets from them.
moving on.
Right, moving on. Next.
Taylor James, not buying tickets from him either.
No, but Retro's cool. Retro's the man. He's like one of the coolest dudes to hang around with. It's just good to have around. positive energy, gets along with everybody. You know what I'm saying?
I'm forced to like him because his name is also Garrett.
Oh, he's gonna kill you for saying that on here, man.
Well, we're talking about Garrett, not Retro.
He just went live the other day about telling people not to ever call him that name.
I'm like, you introduced yourself to me as Garrett. My name's Garrett.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah, I went to. I was buying tickets from him, and I went to Cash App him. I told him to send me like the request or whatever it was, and it kept popping up as Garrett. I was like, I'm not trying to pay Garrett. I'm thinking of you. I'm like, I'm not sending. Why is Garrett keep sending me like these requests? I'm not paying you anything. And then he's like, that's me. I was like, oh, your name's Garrett. Oh, hey.
Retro selling you tickets to our own show, ain't he?
Right. Yeah.
We did a podcast not long ago, and that was my first time really getting to sit and talk to him, you know, like in a setting. And we had a great time, man. He's a super down to earth guy, just
absolutely
super chill, and we had a lot of fun. And but I mean, like, he's a hustler.
He's a hustler for sure.
So, that's the one thing I do.
He grinds. I respect the hard work
for
sure.
What
I mean? Like,
yep,
yeah, he's talented, hustles, nice dude. You know what I'm saying? Just. Yep.
With all your might, but you can't get off this ride. This ride is called life, and
life's like a roller coaster. It's gonna take you up and down, round and round, up and down, round. Life's like a roller coaster. It's gonna take you up and down, round and round, up and down, round.
But see, I'm determined, my mind is continuously learning, and I'm deserving of any blessing the devil thought that he was burning. Through the storm, I'm searching for a better me. It's a whole new feeling when on stage before me. You got eyes watching and ears tuned in. They trying to understand your vision, your way of living, and how you making life decisions. I'm still making music with precision. I gotta admit, I be wrong.
Skagbirds are always good, dudes. Just to move on here, we're going through. Yeah, okay. Skagbirds are always good, dudes. We played with them in Cape recently. They were on our last show here too, I think. They're just like, they just have such a great vibe when they play, and
great
they
stage
like
presence.
Great stage presence, man. They just they're just fun to watch. They make good music. Yeah,
They killed it out there in Cape.
They did.
I think I first started taking notice of those guys on one of those, like, I believe it was a Road to Point Fest or something like that, and I remember just like, you know, I remember seeing the name and then finally getting to see them live, and then I was like, how they're just their presence, and how I was like, they had that, especially the way they, you know, they sounded great, and they look, you know, they were able to throw down on stage too, so it was they're fun. What about Bleach? What do you guys want to say about these guys?
So Bleach gets the new title as the hardest working band in St. Louis because the day of Ink Spot, they played Grow Fest, piled into the car, drove to Ink Spot, played Ink Spot, and then piled into the car and went to their homecoming at their school.
Yeah. Right.
Like that is insane.
It's dedication.
That's rock and roll, man.
That's the hustle, man.
That is rock and roll.
Yeah. I know. I thought I was pulling like double duty hard work that day because I did Grow Fest after Ink Spot. Yeah. I did Ink Spot, then Grow Fest. Then I went home and went to sleep.
Yeah.
I think I went to Gaslight. We did drinks at the Gaslight. So I didn't get home until like 2, but still.
Anyway. Yeah, I heard that story about Bleach, and I was like, man, yeah, those guys are also hustlers because, like, I mean, they're taking whatever opportunity they can to you know, expand their brand, and like, and it's working. Man, those guys, they sound great. They're a lot of fun to watch too. And but they've really like in maybe the last year I've known them, I get they've they've grown immensely in talent and their presence and stuff online and everything else. Like, they're really doing big things right now, and yeah. It's cool to see. So
yeah, and they're so young.
Yeah, they're still so like young. 17 or something.
I need to get another hoodie from them. My wife keeps trying to steal mine. So
hey, I mean, November 9th, I think I'm sure you can.
Yeah, November 9th, if you came to Pops.
Yeah, yeah. I might come by. Yeah, we'll see. Who all gonna be there? I think we're going through that right now.
Well, you see, we got Bleach.
Who all over there?
I got Man the Helm. I just saw those boys on Friday night. We had a little throwdown in
okay. Would you go out to Washington?
Yeah, so I got to host it.
Nice.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a bunch of homies in the house, and it was really cool to see a bunch of the people out there. And for Man the Helm, you know, it was kind of a hometown throwdown for them. They don't okay. live far from there, and that you know, no Washington another dope area. Band. But yeah, they rocked it, man. They sounded great, and they're just they got a EP they put out not too long ago that sounded really good. So
yeah, they're definitely a band that I would say that like we all have found online and like listened to, and like that was a band that like Matt really was like behind, mm-hmm. and we really like their sound, honestly, just in general.
Yeah,
and I was glad that they were able to do it, because I hadn't seen them until Inkspot. So mm-hmm. except maybe at a road to point.
They killed it at Inkspot.
Yeah, they did. And so I was pretty stoked, honestly, when they said yes, because I didn't know what to expect. But
sure,
I like what they do a lot. You know.
Yeah, I mean, there's a bunch of them are you know kind of veterans of the scene for you know, and then yeah, I think Andrew though, I think their vocalist, I believe this is his first band.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. So he just recently started, you know, singing and stuff, and as far as like this, so I believe that's right. But anyway, it's been working. Like, they got a nice dynamic between the band and everything, and they're
good. Kevin's time. Our guy. He's helped sure. Zach way too many times. Saved Zach way too many times, yeah. I should say.
Yeah, he's one of the best, man. Kevin's great.
Yeah, dude. Good dude.
Yep. Let's Taylor James. Like I said, I don't know him as well.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor James, he does more like pop style music. I first performed with him. I did a solo show with Steeples, and he was on that show, and I just like he killed it. Like he brought a lot of people out there too, and like had a lot of support, and he just great stage presence, great music. He's a great writer and producer. I'm actually working on some stuff with him also behind the scenes.
Oh yeah.
And the cool thing about him is like he came up and introduced himself to me at that show. This was like, I think this was like one of Steeples' first shows, maybe their first or second show they did. But he was actually, so we shot a video way back when for Art of War, like on the football field at Fox High School. And he was actually there, and he saw that, like, us doing all that stuff. That's, like, years before we ever, like, officially met.
Right.
So, like, he just thought that was, like, really cool and everything, and, like, he kind of followed us a little bit after that. And I just think that that's, like, that's crazy. We end up on the same bill and everything together, like, years later, and now all over again.
Now he's like, on our show.
With the band, yeah, and, like, yes.
Oh, that kid we met in the football field. What's yeah. up, dude?
Super, yeah. super talented kid, man, and just, like, I can't wait to see him do his thing on the yeah. pop stage.
Hell yeah.
Can't let that move me, and I hope this moment won't change my mind. Yeah, I hope my focus is all the time, but my eyes wide when I find he's been living with a girl who don't know just what she's been missing. When the whole town parties at your rich subdivision, it's crazy to think why the whole world ain't falling for.
Yeah, I've done that quite a few different times. Like, it's crazy to think, like, you know, I start telling stories on here and we're like, yeah, they're all like, oh yeah, we were at that show, or we, you know, it's like,
yeah,
and just like, it's really puts into perspective how small town St. Louis really is.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes when you're like, we're all in the same room, but we didn't know each other then, and now,
right,
a year later, we're, or whatever it is, we're all friends, and
yeah,
so it's really cool how that happens.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
It's because we all really love music, dude.
Oh yeah, yeah, man, for sure.
A lot of people ask, I feel like, all the time, like, oh man, what keeps you guys going, or what does this and that. Like, dude, everybody in our band loves music, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
And a lot of people, I feel like, in the St. Louis scene in general, just like truly like love music. There's a lot of cities and places that we go to that it's a very different atmosphere and vibe and feeling, and right. I feel like, I don't know, I just like that everybody here is just into the tunes, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Well, let's, I wanted to before we get out, close this one, but let's say, also hosted by Egan's Rats again.
Yeah. Dub Flow and Gorilla J.
Yeah, which these guys.
And Tracy.
Yeah, yeah. Can't forget about Funko.
Yeah. Those guys are also a ton of fun on stage, so it's going to be quite interesting seeing them handling hosting duties. And
not to give away too much, but Dub and Jeff did warn me that there's going to be some crazy stuff happening in between acts, so I would recommend being here early so you can catch the whole show.
I still need to talk to him about that. Like, wait, what do you mean exactly?
He put some stuff in our group chat the other day. He's like, it's going to be great. We're all like,
just
wait,
don't
a
get us kicked out of Pops.
That's what I think he was telling me that story on the podcast about getting kicked out of the pageant for the Nunchucks or something like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or something, you know, they told him that he couldn't have.
Yeah, he didn't get kicked out.
Yeah, they were like, no. Yeah.
So you're going to have to turn around and go ahead and put that
right. And the mask. Get rid of the mask.
Everybody's like, there's a mask on my head.
Right.
Yeah, you never know with Dub Flow. He keeps it interesting for sure.
He almost hit somebody with him last time we're out of town.
No, it's true.
Yeah.
He threw him at a lady in the crowd. 100%
intentional. Right, 100%
intentional.
I said get hype.
Wait, was that Ink Spot?
No, it was where is that? Red Room? Redstone Room?
Oh,
where is
yeah.
that at? With the sketchy
Iowa.
Elevator. Iowa? Okay.
Yeah, Redstone Room.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, we're gearing up to closing out this October with Halloween and everything.
Yeah.
You guys get into Halloween at all?
No.
No?
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, actually, we have a show on October 26th, plug, in Bradley, Illinois at the Looney Bin, and that'll be our Halloween show this year. So. Yeah. If you may remember this, do you remember the homie Halloween show that we did, the Purge theme?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to redo that.
Oh, bringing that back.
We're bringing it back. Yeah.
Yeah. Remember, ATG out there with that bulletproof vest or whatever kind of thing on and all that. And, but yeah, that was a fun night for sure. That was a good one.
What are your big plans for Halloween?
I don't know, man. I really haven't put a whole lot of thought into it. I don't even know what I'm going to dress up as this year. I think of something good. I tend to go with just a fun mask because it's hard to, like, you know, go and get a costume my size.
Sure.
So I try to, like, you know, avoid that. So I try to use what I already have and like get creative with that in that sense and stuff with clothing and stuff instead of trying to get some sort of costume at the store because it just doesn't work. So
gotcha. Word.
They don't make a lot of big boy stuff. So, but I got I think that homie Halloween bash. I bought this like creepy mask and I walked around and scared a lot of people because. Because they were just like, who's this big guy and like in this weird mask? And
you so. Should be like Kane. Get a Kane mask.
Oh, yeah, that would be good.
Yeah. I need Garrett's hair though. I need to.
Oh yeah.
Do the hair flip and everything.
That'd be amazing. So. Just choke slam somebody out of nowhere.
Opening song.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, Big Red Machine.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's I don't know. I always enjoy participating. I mean, it's always fun to get dressed up and have some fun with it and things. And of course, if like at homie Halloween bash, you can throw Slim Jims at people dressed as Macho Man. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know that's a.
I forgot about that one. That was a great costume,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, man.
I liked that one. I did like that. I mainly just liked the Slim Jims, but I liked the whole thing.
Yeah. I did my best Macho Man impression until I blew my voice out, like trying to.
Ooh, yeah.
Cream of the crop. We've had some good times, man, over the years. So definitely be fun to bring those homie Halloween bashes back sometime, and
we should do that.
And that's basically what. Friday felt like over there in Washington was like, you know, it was just fun to get four great bands in a bar and just throw down and have a good, you know, we all, you know, everybody made a couple bucks and we all had a really good time, everybody, and you know, so it was fun, man. Yeah. I'd like to see more of that kind of stuff, and so hopefully we can make that happen.
Oh, absolutely.
You guys getting in any of the movies at all, any Halloween movies on the road at all or anything like that?
This is where I wish Zach was here because Zach is
he's all about it.
Super Halloween movie.
Well, he's got that new tattoo and everything too.
Yeah. Oh, dude, Scream. That tattoo's actually sick.
Scream mask.
Yeah.
It's actually really sick.
Yeah.
He is definitely the horror guy. I am a chicken when it comes to horror stuff. Yeah. If it's a slash-em, like a guy killing people movie, I'm cool. No worries. But if it's like paranormal, shit's flying around the room, people are getting like choke slammed in the middle of the room, I'm out. I can't do that.
I don't know what. I feel like he got the Scream, and that tattoo is dope, but to me personally, I felt like that's when horror movies were starting to take a dive.
Really?
Yeah, they were. The Ghost I don't Face? Know. Scream was never really like. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, there was definitely. There's always a bunch of corny ones that are good in there and stuff. And
I Know What You Did Last Summer and all those. I was like,
Final Destinations. And
those weren't scary to me.
Yeah,
the first Final Destination.
Oh, Final Destination was dope. I'm not gonna lie.
The first one was really good.
Yeah,
it kind of that. That took a hard dive.
Take a hard dive. But still, you can't tell me, like, anytime you get behind a truck with those logs, like everybody says that.
Going
like,
100 miles an
lanes,
hour.
Switching lanes. Now about the Final Destination,
That's right.
Yeah, I was like, I got on a plane this year for the first time for my honeymoon. And, like, the whole time I'm thinking about this, I think it was is it the first movie? That was the first movie, was the plane thing, right?
The first movie
was a plane.
I
don't remember what the second one was. There was a roller coaster in one of them.
That's like the third. That was a 3D one.
Oh, yeah.
That's
had
to be the third one.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the plane was the first one. I was thinking about that the whole time I was on the plane. I was scared.
I'm kind of with you, though. Like, the ones that, for me, like, the ones that are really, like, scarier for me are the ones that, like, seem like they could really happen, like stuff like Exorcist and stuff too. Like,
oh yeah,
you know, those are like so.
When you find out that like it was like partial, like a real story, you're like, I'm like, oh dang, the Zodiac Killer or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, not only was that a real true story, but they never found him. Like to this day,
yeah,
it was like that creeps me out.
Yep. I was thinking when you're talking about Airplane, I went to thinking about Twilight Zone.
Okay.
Remember that one where he's like, "There's something on the wing," and all this stuff.
You
keep seeing this like monster on the wing ripping up the engine and all this stuff.
I always felt like Twilight Zone was kind of creepy, I didn't think it was like terrifying. I just thought it was like kind of creepy.
You need to watch Tales from the Crypt. That's back in the day,
dude. You know what I just recently watched that was really spooky, but overall was great was Us.
Yeah.
Using Us?
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, I haven't watched
it. Good.
Yeah.
The ending gave me chills. I was like, dang.
Yeah.
It, I watched the second It. That was good.
Oh, yeah. Second one?
Second one's really good, yeah. I mean, the first is great, too.
But the
second one I thought was really well done. I enjoyed all the people that they cast as the adults. I thought they did a really good job with that. Bill Hader, in particular, like, cracked me up the whole movie.
Yeah.
Very well done. I mean, hopefully he wins some kind of... you know.
It was a nice split, but they put a lot of comedy in there. I know some people, I think Zach was complaining about it.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, they put comedy in the wrong place. It takes away the suspense. I'm like, nah. Dude.
Yeah. Leave it to Zach to complain.
right.
There was definitely a lot of jokes in there. And that, but the same one in the first one. Like, and I made the comparison. Obviously, it's also Stephen King, but I really was a big fan of Stand By Me. Mm-hmm. And the way that, like, it's not. Like, you know, there's messed up stuff, but it's like, it's more about the group of friends,
right?
Yeah. You know, it's about big time. So it's you're connecting to these kids more than like the clown and all the stuff like that. So it's like,
right. I feel like the ending of that movie too really, really like brings that home because on Stand By Me, the end is like, this guy grew up to, you know what I mean? Sure. Like, they tell you about their life afterwards and stuff like that, which is kind
of... But so it's a lot of the similar thing for it, I felt like. And then, like, the second one, I thought they did a really great job with it. And, like I said, Bill Hader, hopefully he won some kind of Academy Awards or something like that, because I thought he did a great job in that role.
He killed it, for sure.
But, yeah, there's been a lot of good movies fairly, you know, recently. There's been some good ones coming out. But anyway, I just kind of wondering what you guys got into on in the road and stuff. Like if you get a chance to actually enjoy some of those and
I think it's been a while. We used to go to movies on the road, but now it's just like.
Unfortunately, recently we don't have a lot of days lined up like together.
Right.
When we get like in December we got a 3-day run. I guarantee we'll probably get into something. But the last time we had a few days together, Zach introduced us to Zombie Burger.
Oh okay. Yeah,
that was pretty good.
It was great.
It was pretty good.
Yeah. I like not the best thing to have before a show.
No. but not the best thing for that. They had alcoholic shakes, though, which was definitely the moneymaker.
Huh.
Yeah. I got some type of like coconut, vanilla, something.
Right, I was
going
to big, greasy burger and this freaking shake with vodka in it or whatever. Like, all right. And we're going to be on the stage in 30 minutes. Let's go.
I feel great.
Right.
I think that would probably be my favorite part of being on the road is just trying different stuff that you can't get here at home. So,
oh yeah, for
all
sure.
All the different food places and stuff, and
a lot of bar food.
Yeah, a lot of bar food. We try to ask people every time what they recommend, or like if there's a local beer.
Yeah,
or,
sure. Like, where the wings at?
Yeah.
Where the wings at?
Me and Freddie. Where the wings at?
I'm gonna need a wings. I'm gonna need the Wi-Fi, and I'm gonna need
where the Wi-Fi. Where the wings at?
Do you guys find yourself singing in the car or in the van? I mean, whenever somebody else is playing DJ, like singing along to something that people probably wouldn't expect you guys to know the words to, and all, like, do you have some?
Absolutely, there are discrepancies. If anybody doesn't know, this actually has like a song that we all play pretty regularly.
You talking about Fireman? What were you talking about?
The song's called Return of the Mac by Mark Morrison.
Return of the Mac. Okay.
Yeah, man. That's a jam.
I thought
right
you were
there.
Talking about the Fireman.
Yeah, they actually have it.
Fireman.
Anybody who listens to this, I'm going to give you a sneak preview. I'm going to let you know this in advance. The show, November 9th, here at Pops, featuring Discrepancies and a bunch of other great artists. right before we play, Return of the Mac is going to play over the speakers.
Why would you give that away?
I gave it away.
Oh, man.
I gave it away.
Don't worry.
So if you listened,
I think
you got the exclusive.
I think if they made it 40 minutes into this podcast, they earned that.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what I'm saying.
But yeah, man, that's the jam, man. I listen to a ton of 90s on 9 in my car, and if that comes on, or there's a bunch of others, obviously. It turns into a dance party, man.
Yeah, it does. So. We listen to a lot of throwback jams, I feel like. We listen to a lot of, like... I mean, honestly, like 90s music, we listen to a lot of new music. It really depends on who's DJ. If Zach and Addison are DJ, it's like very modern, new. anywhere between pop and death metal because those two are so all over the spectrum.
I know. We went from like with Steve and the band, we went from Lil Pump and 6ix9ine
and Lil Biscuit.
And now Zach took over and he's doing like Backstreet Boys and
Varials. Spite.
Post Malone.
I know just a couple of his songs. I don't know a lot about Post Malone, but I've seen him on Jimmy Fallon twice now, and like it makes me really like him as a person. Like,
yeah, oh, for sure.
I think he seems like he'd be a ton of fun to hang with, and like he just seems like one of the best dudes. So it makes me appreciate him more as a person. Mm-hmm. Just to get to that kind of personal side of his stuff, you know, just as in the way he is very respectful to Jimmy and everything else, and appreciates every opportunity he's getting.
Yeah,
right. And stuff like so. It was cool to see like that. He's how down to earth and humble he is, even though he's, you know,
superstar.
He's talking about he's playing AT&T Stadium coming up. He's doing some kind of
crazy
festival thing. That's huge.
Zach saw him here at Pops, and then the next show he came through was at the amphitheater, sold out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's insane. Crazy when that happens. I remember when Bruno Mars played here.
Yeah.
And I was so mad because I couldn't get, like, he was blowing up then, and I was like, he's never going to play at Pops again, man. Mm. And, like, I wanted to call off work, but I didn't. I should have.
I got a couple of those stories. I got to see, like, Chris Stapleton at the Firebird with, like, 300 people. You know?
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And then now he's, like, you know, selling out arenas.
Wow.
Or
Chris Stapleton, the Firebird.
Yep.
Jesus.
It was right around, I think it was like right after his record came out. And then like, I think it was something like May or whatever it was. And then like that summer when the CMAs came on and he played with Justin Timberlake at the Country Music Awards. And that's what like blew him up into, and like becoming a huge star and stuff. Mm. Like getting in front of the big TV show and all that stuff,
right.
and especially performing with Justin and things like kind of blew everything up. And so, but yeah, so getting in, those are definitely, I was like, remember seeing that and I was like, he's never going to play a club like this again, like, you know, at that moment. And then of course, like now he's a mega star. So.
Right.
But yeah, no, it's always cool, man, when you get to see some, especially somebody like that, that you're really, you know, admire, and then like getting to see him in a small club and stuff, because it's never the same, like going to the amphitheater, sitting in the grass.
But you never know. But you never know, because I mean, we just saw DMX here.
Yeah.
True. And T-Pain.
True.
Like, DMX dropped two albums in 1 year, like in 98 or something. Two albums in 1 year, and they both went like double, triple platinum. And it was in like 8 movies, and you know what I mean? Like with Jet Li and everybody. Mm-hmm.
Whenever Point Fest got canceled, wasn't it Pierce the Veil or Sleeping with Sirens or one of those bands played at Firebird? That sold out like almost instantly. Sure. But like, can you imagine seeing a band that pulls like Pageant and the Firebird? You know what I mean? Like, insane.
Yeah. I really hope Firebird comes back. So I know they're temporarily closed right now. Hopefully that is only temporary. Good. That's a good room, man. So it was nice to have that kind of mid-sized room, right? You know,
it'll be interesting if I really hope it comes back, because it'll be the venue size difference is going to be really drastic.
Right.
You know what I mean?
For sure.
There's going to, like, the smallest venue then is going to be like Ready Room or
FUBAR.
But FUBAR I think is still over 500. You know what I mean?
Well, small side of FUBAR.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. True. Yeah. Okay.
Or Blueberry Hill is like 300.
Blueberry Hill
something.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I always forget about Blueberry Hill.
Yeah. But hopefully, I don't know. Hopefully they figure it all out and come back stronger, bigger than ever and everything.
Yeah. For sure.
So bigger, faster, stronger.
Bigger, faster, stronger.
Well, I guess I'll let you guys get out of here. We got, like I said, we got, a lot to get taken care of before this big party coming up. Appreciate you guys taking some time to hang. And keep an eye out for some new tunes coming soon.
Yeah.
Where you guys are in the mixing process, is that correct?
Correct, yeah. We're also in the Genius Book of World Records, or the Guinness Book of World Records, too, if you're looking for
me. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a joke. We're not actually in the
book. Okay. So keep an eye out, new record coming very soon, and you might, like I said, you might hear a couple sneak peeks if you're able to make it out to the pre-party.
Yeah,
yeah.
And, if you got your tickets.
Yeah. And then November 9th is the night. So come on out and party with Discrepancies over here at Pops in lovely Sauget, Illinois.
Absolutely. You can find everything about Discrepancies online at discrepanciesmusic.com. Tickets are on there. Facebook's on there. Twitter, Spotify, iTunes, YouTube.
And all of it.
Yeah, everything. If you can think of it, it's on there.
Yeah. And we're going to have some new merch.
Yeah, it's going to be sick, actually.
Yeah. We didn't order that much of it, so the people that got that pre-party pack, they're going to be, first dibs.
Yeah.
So get there early. If you don't have the pre-party pass, get in here early, because we got some exclusive merch, and it's dope.
It is dope.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, thanks again, and I'll see you all very soon.
Thanks, Shane. You're the man.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.